Session started.
Hi everyone, it's Trey. This is a tutorial about how to snap to scale. I hope you all benefit from it. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of the setup. I'm recording my voice into the laptop MacBook Pro microphone, and Audio Hijack Pro is being used to mix my voice, the screen reader and Reaper all together so you can hear this tutorial. My audio interface is a Claret 8 Pre USB. I have a Eurorack modular synthesizer providing the sound, a Social Entropy hardware step sequencer which is providing the MIDI, and a multi-clock from ERM which is doing the timing. I'm going to crack on and I'm going to insert some tracks. I've slowed down my screen reader rate, so here we go. I'm going to narrate the important bits, but I'll be back with you in a second. Right.
Reaper. Left bracket. Menu bar. Track. Insert new track. Insert new. Insert virtual. Insert track from template. Insert track. Multi-clock. One multi-clock.
Okay.
FX.
I've inserted multi-clock. Here's the important bits. So this is the first track. It's going to be my MIDI track.
To track name. MIDI. Left bracket, unsaved project, track name.
And my second track is going to be
audio.
Right.
Left bracket,
now,
unsaved project.
My modular is connected to input one, so I don't need to do anything to adjust that. But we are going to adjust some MIDI settings. So let's go and do that now. Right, so.
To MIDI.
My engine is connected to my Claret.
Open
so
project,
let's set
period.
That as
period.
The interface.
Period.
For the MIDI channel. On Mac, Command, Control, and number one will bring up the track context menu.
Menu, 17, track input, auto, meters, input, auto, track, tick, monitor, in, monitor, tick, record, colon, output, record, colon, input, record, colon, disable, tick, input, colon, input, call, input, call, input, focus right, hyphen, channel one.
Channel one, there you go.
Closing menu.
Now,
closing
I'm also going to do the track quantization, which may take a little longer here, but bear with me. So I'm going to pop it open again with Command Control 1.
Credits. Selected. Tab. 1. Open project period. 3 audio. 2 MIDI.
I'm going to pop it open with Command Control 1. Here we go.
Menu. 7. Track input FX chain ellipse. Track recording settings. Left parenthesis. Right, closing
quantize.
Menu. Open project. Quantize to colon. Quantize track MIDI recording, unticked, ticked, quantize, 1/8, inco, 1/8, button, 1/8, 1/4t, 1/8t, 1/16, text, 6
yeah,
of 14, 6, 16, out of list, 1, 16, 1/, out of comma, quantized, 1/16,
yep,
combo box,
quantized 16th.
Notes, comma, positioning,
notes.
Colon, nearest value, pop-up button,
yep.
Quantize note hyphen offs, unticked, check, ticked,
yep.
Quad strength colon, 100
strength.
Percent swing, 0 per, quad, 0 per, equal, 1 per, auto, right, ink, 4, do, and, primary only, embed tempo,
okay.
Unticked, checkbox.
Now that is the quantization done. There's one more thing I have to do, and that's set up my Claret as a hardware send. So I'm going to open up the sends dialog now.
Now in routing for
and move to the right of the screen with my voiceover control keys. Voice over control option right arrow until I hear this.
DB track 2. Less than no output greater than.
Less
pop-up
than
button.
No output greater than. This is where you set the MIDI output.
Menu 4 item. Apple Ink Pier. Apple Ink Pier. Focus right hyphen Claret 8 Pre USB. Closing
Claret
menu. Focus right hyphen Claret 8 Pre USB. Pop up button. Open project.
Now.
3
we're
audio.
Arm the tracks. So.
Not with record normal armed. 2 MIDI. Not with record normal armed.
Now, I'm going to play this because I want you guys to know what it sounds like. Give me a second.
Play. Stop.
Now that is without any plugins applied to the track. Because obviously, as I told you before, we're going to be learning how to do snap to scale. So, here I'm going to play it to you again.
Play. Stop.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my MIDI track.
Two armed MIDI.
I'm going to press Control Shift F.
Now and add FX to track 2 quotation mark MIDI quotation mark left parenthesis input FX chain right parenthesis window.
Input con, effects combo box. Chain. That's what you need to focus on. So I'm going to type in cont, C-O-N-T.
C-O-N-T. Con. VST colon. Recontrol MIDI, left parenthesis, caucus
Recontrol
right parenthesis.
MIDI, that's where you need to be. Press enter.
Now in FX colon.
What you're going to do, you're going to go to the right of your screen with control option right arrow, the voiceover keys.
Edit, no preset. Reset menu, param, MIDI, you, tick, MIDI, clear, MIDI channel, all, pop up.
MIDI channel, all. We want to change that to 1.
Play. Stop. Menu 71. One. Pop-up
okay.
button.
Now, I'm going to keep going.
All notes up. Show log. Edit tech. Enable. MSB. LSB. Bank call. Dimmed. Bank slash. Dimmed. Dimmed. Program. Dimmed. Dimmed. Less than no. Load file. Transpose colon.
Load file. Transpose. No.
Zero. Contents
Zero.
Selected.
Okay.
Edit. Semitones. Notes. Snap to scale colon. Unticked. Checkbox.
Snap to scale. Now, let me explain what this is for those that don't know. When I played my synth just then, it wasn't in any particular scale apart from the chromatic one, and I didn't even know what scale it was in. My music theory is abysmal. Now, when you apply this process, it will put your MIDI in real time into a particular scale. There's actually going to be a second part to this tutorial, but where are we now? We should be on the snap to scale checkbox.
Snap to scale colon. Unticked checkbox.
Snap to scale unticked checkbox. We want to check it with control option space.
Ticked snap to scale colon checkbox.
Now it's going to say major.
Recontrol MIDI major button.
Major button. Okay, that's fine.
C. Pop-up button.
See, that's fine. I'm gonna play it to you now because I want you to hear it changing.
Play.
This is C.
Menu 12B.
We're gonna change it to B.
Closing menu. B. Pop-up button.
And we're gonna change it to someone with a minor scale.
Major button. Menu. Chords. Tick. Natural minor. Melodic minor. Melodic minor button. Menu 10 items. Major. Closing menu. Major button. Menu chords. Tick. Natural minor. Melodic minor. Harmonic minor. Pentatonic. Pentatonic button.
Pentatonic scale. So basically, it's in a key now. And we're going to change it to another one so you can hear it change.
Recontrol B. Pop-up menu 12. C num. D. D number. D. D number. Closing menu. D number. Pop-up button.
It's still in mine, though.
Pentatonic button.
Pentatonic it's in. Let's change
it. Menu 10. Major. Major button.
Okay.
Stop.
So, thank you for listening, everyone. This has been a tutorial about how to snap to scale. Just to give you a quick refresh on what we did, we loaded up a MIDI track, set it so that the input was coming in from the interface and it was going out to the synth, and then we put an effect on it, which was Recontrol MIDI. And then in the Recontrol MIDI, we set the MIDI channel to 1, the same channel as our synth and our track. And then we click the Snap to Scale checkbox and adjusted the Snap to Scale settings. I hope this has been useful for you all. Sorry it's been a bit long-winded and a bit slow. This is my first ever tutorial with the computer. I am a bit nervous and I do want to get it right for you all. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and look forward to your feedback. Thanks very much, everyone.
Audio hijack. Audio hijack.